Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The family of teenager Jamie Kloss says this afternoon's sentencing of 21-year-old Jake Patterson will bring finality to an unimaginable tragedy. Patterson will be given a life sentence during a hearing set at 1:30 this afternoon in Barron County Circuit Court. He admits he killed the girl's parents last October, then held her in captivity for 88 days. She finally escaped in January. Members of the Kloss family will be allowed to give impact statements. And we're expecting to learn which, if any, Merrill City alderpersons will be up for recall this summer. Mike Leishner has more.
City Clerk Bill Heideman announced yesterday he would hold a news conference this afternoon to announce his findings in regards to the petitions to recall 5 of the 8 alders on the city council. Additionally, he will also address his findings in regards to a challenge to the petitions used. Some say they were illegal because the reason for the recall and the area to sign were on different sides of the paper. Heideman will release his findings at 3 p.m. at City Hall.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. The Lakeland Times and Northwoods River News reports Oneida County District Attorney Michael Sheik won't prosecute a claim of an alleged open meetings violation by Rhinelander government officials. They report Sheik decided against prosecution. The newspapers filed a complaint after 4 members of the city council and Mayor Chris Fredrickson signed a letter addressed to another council member and council president George Kirby, asking him to step down as president after a dispute. The complaint said the letter was a walking quorum, in which elected officials were making policy outside of publicly noticed meetings. Sheik said he didn't think that issue met the standard of a walking quorum. Newspaper publisher Greg Walker indicated in the article they were considering further legal action. In a separate action, the newspapers indicated Oneida Vilas Transit Commission Chair Irv Teichmiller has been cited for a violation of the open meetings law. An investigation by the Oneida County Sheriff's Department recommended the forfeiture concerning the alleged discussion of a donation that wasn't on a recent agenda. Updates from Vilas County Sheriff's Department special deputies on recreation and school liaison officer were presented to the County Law Enforcement Committee this week. Recreation Officer Jason Molly indicated the ATV is being delivered today in time for patrol during the holiday weekend. He told the committee he intends to be on the ATV routes and will also be meeting with the Cloverland Town Board since they have received some concerns having all town roads open for ATV travel. He felt most concerns were over speeding since all Cloverland roads have a maximum 35-mile-an-hour limit except those shared with the town of Lincoln. Deputy Molly indicated the county was reimbursed $38,000 or 73% of his snowmobile patrol cost last winter and also received a $2,850 grant from the Forest Service for campground patrol in heavily used locations such as Anvil Lake, Lac Vieux d'Azur, Kentuck Lake, and Spectacle Lake. And the school liaison officer for Northland Pines, Deputy Eric Neff, indicated the past year there were 55 incidents and 14 citations issued. Most of the incidents were in the middle high school and most of the citations in the lower grades involving truancy. Lower speeds in construction zones may be having a good effect on traffic, especially along a stretch of Interstate 3990 near Janesville. The Wisconsin State Patrol and Department of Transportation report citations are way down this year. In April of last year, nearly 700 drivers were cited during traffic stops. The number is just 232 in the same month this year. Only 31 accidents happened in work zones. Fair warning, troopers will be out in force for the holiday weekend, including aerial enforcement. And legislative leaders say they ordered Assembly Chief Clerk Patrick Fuller to talk to a Republican lawmaker who allegedly showed his gun while he was in a Capitol office. The incident was reported in late February. Representative Shay Sortwell was in Democratic Representative Sheila Stubbs' office to talk about legislation on licensing of barbers. He reportedly told a Stubbs aide to sign about the sign banning guns in the office was silly. Then he pulled back his coat to show the gun that he was carrying. Weather forecast for this afternoon. Look for skies to remain cloudy and windy with a chance of a shower with a high near 55. Tonight, 40% chance of showers. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, low 54. But Saturday, sunny, high 75 and windy. And then Sunday, sunny with a high temperature near 73 degrees. For Memorial Day, showers in the afternoon, high near 65. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.